A reading from Luke 4:13. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time.
I think this is amazing. Satan has failed completely in his designs on overcoming Jesus and overcoming the Holy Spirit and destroying the power that Satan is actually afraid of. But he retreats. He's not defeated. And he's going to wait for an opportune time. And the reason I bring this, the reason I want to focus on this for a second, is because that opportune time is actually going to be ironic. Because he is going to think at the very end, when Jesus is on the cross, that he has finally won.
Yeah, there's multiple return battles that Satan brings against Jesus. Even before the cross, there's in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prays, there are angels attending to him, but Jesus is being tempted again to not do it God's way, to find another way. But in the end, he prays, "Not my will, your will be done." And I often think that Satan is so short-sighted and deceived that he actually thought he'd won on the cross, even though Colossians tells us that as our sin was being nailed to the cross, Jesus was making a public spectacle of our enemy, triumphing over him. It's a great victory statement. Somehow Satan is kind of standing off to the side and thinking, I've won this thing, and how deceived he is.
In the Passion of the Christ, in the very opening of that movie, is one of the most extraordinary scenes that I've ever seen on film. It's dark. It's foreboding. Jesus is by himself. His companions are sleeping off in the distance, and he's struggling. And there's this backlighting that's happening against the darkness, and suddenly you realize there's another figure there. And he is coming closer to Christ, and Christ is praying, and he's perspiring, and he's in agony, and the figure, which is Satan himself, feels that he is near his triumph. He's near the moment when he will finally be a victor, and Jesus will be vanquished.
And Jesus steps up from prayer, and in that next image, his foot comes slamming down on the head of the snake. Taking us right back to the prophecy of Genesis 3 at the fall, that the heel would strike the snake and bringing an end to it. Jesus is going to have to step on that snake's head multiple times over the next couple days as he goes to the cross. We have a tendency to think when we have a victory in our spiritual life, we can sit back and relax. But the text reminds us here is, even though the devil is rebuffed by Jesus in the temptation, he's waiting for another time to come back. And so James tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. But we need to resist the devil and resist the devil and resist the devil. It's an ongoing process because he's just not going to give up that easy.
In an odd kind of way, it reminds me of how Americans have become addicted to sporting events, and it's they take the NFL, and everybody is getting all prepped and passionate about what's going to happen that weekend with their favorite team, and that's only one Sunday, and that Sunday may be a victory and it may be a loss, but the idea that something stops with the victory, that they don't realize that actually life then has Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, I'm just repeating in a very kind of, you know, familiar way, actually, that life's victories are, there's only one victory going on, actually, in the biblical narrative. And our position, our relationship to that narrative is how we understand that helps us understand our own life and our own struggles, as Jesus' ministry will show us.
Jesus wins the war, and we're called to continually win battles that come up along the way.